In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Bobby Turner, age 78, of Campbellsville, died Saturday in Louisville. He is survived by one daughter and son-in-law, Pam and Daryl Miller of Campbellsville, one granddaughter, three great-grandsons. Funeral services for Bobby Turner will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to Gideon Bibles or the Spurlington United Methodist Church. Mr. Howard Curry, age 90, of Campbellsville, formerly of Summersville, died Sunday at Taylor Regional Hospital. He is survived by his wife, Olita McDaniel Hadley Curry, one daughter and son-in-law, Flora and James Van Arsdale of Greensburg, one son of Louisville, four stepchildren and their spouses, Ronnie and Janice Hadley, Marilyn and Scott Martin, Joan Hadley, all of Campbellsville, Gary and Sue Hadley of Niffley, two grandchildren, six step-grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, four step-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Howard Curry will be this morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Calvary and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Etna Grove Cemetery. Mr. Eugene Wright, age 77, of Campbellsville, died Saturday in Somerset. He is survived by his wife, Ruth Wright, five daughters and one son, all of Mississippi, 19 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, one brother of Mississippi. Funeral services for Eugene Wright will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Elkhorn Cemetery. Mr. Edgar Clements, Jr., age 55, of Reflection Way, Campbellsville, died Saturday at his residence after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Mary Clements, his children and their spouses, including locally by Eddie and Janella Clements of Campbellsville, Stephanie and Todd Elmore of Campbellsville, six grandchildren, four brothers and five sisters of Cincinnati and Florence. Funeral services for Edgar Clements, Jr. will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home, with burial in the St. Bernard Cemetery at Clementsville. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. Mrs. Mamie Cleo Poston Bilbrey, age 91, of Greensburg, died Sunday. She is survived by two daughters, Anna James and Lois Baker, both of Greensburg, two sons of Arkansas and Tennessee, three sisters of Tennessee and Texas, two brothers of Ohio and Tennessee, seven grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Mamie Cleo Poston Bilbrey will be Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Greasy Creek Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Mr. James E. Kessler, age 78, of Campbellsville in Florida, died Sunday in Florida. He is survived by his wife, Helen Kessler, two daughters, Donna Davis and husband Willie, and Tammy Cox and husband Greg of Campbellsville, four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. Funeral services for James Kessler will be Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Thursday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mrs. Avis Davis, age 92, of Tennessee, formerly of Greensburg, died Monday in Tennessee. Funeral arrangements for Avis Davis are incomplete and will be announced later by the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.